You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America, to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN. In the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today we are speaking with Flora Pringle, scientist, mompreneur, and healthy candy innovator. She founded Cracked Candy, which is a naturally sugar-free candy that is good for the teeth. That's certainly good news, and especially this time of year. And Flora, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Good morning. Thank you for talking to me.
And you are more than welcome. Our pleasure. Certainly looking forward to hearing more about this. So for starters, can you tell me how you came to start your own company and what is your mission to kick things off today?
Well, as you might be able to tell from my accent, I'm not exactly from round here. I used to be a science teacher in England, and I moved to New York following my husband's work. That seemed like an exciting decision, and I thought that I would be able to get teaching, part-time teaching in New York, and the reason I wanted part-time was because we had a very young baby. But I love working and I love science, and so I didn't want to stop. Turns out that was naive of me, because part-time is not really something that exists in New York, and also something that I underestimated was the cost of childcare. So I had to really think again, because it just, the numbers didn't work out. And to be honest with you, I felt a little bit lonely and lost for a while. But I think out of our most desperate and lonely times often come our most creative and our biggest leaps. And it was at this time that I stumbled across something called xylitol. Now, xylitol is a natural sweetener, and it's found in fruits and vegetables and trees and corn. And it looks like sugar and it tastes like sugar, but it's good for teeth. Dentists literally recommend it, and it's safe for diabetics. So I thought, well, now hang on, that sounds too good to be true. So the scientist in me wanted to find the catch, and I couldn't find the catch. In fact, I found that it's in gums and toothpastes, and it's got a low GI, and it's been found to be naturally antibacterial. So it just kept on getting better, and I suddenly had this idea. I thought, now, we have a bit of a sugar problem, not just a bit of a sugar problem in the US. We have a major sugar problem. What? But we love candy. It makes us happy. Certainly it makes me happy. I've got a crazy sweet tooth. But I don't want the negatives associated with sugar. So what we need is a healthy candy that tastes incredible and that's actually good for us. And the rest, as we say, is history.
Quite interesting background there. So get into this. What's behind the name Cracked Candy? That certainly is an attention getter.
Well, yes, I think that's a good question. And it really is twofold, mainly because, as I said, we've got this sugar problem, right? The average American consumes about 66 pounds of added sugar a year. That's and double a day what we're supposed to be able to tolerate. And that's leading to health problems like obesity and diabetes and tooth decay and digestive disorders. But we don't want to give up sweet. You know, it's an important part of our daily routine and our little, you know, daily kick. So by inventing a candy that's mouth-wateringly good, that happens to be beneficial to teeth, and vegan and non-GMO and have a low GI, I have cracked the idea of candy as we know it. I've cracked it. It's guilt-free candy. Also, the candy is made in sheets that are hand-smashed into shards. So altogether, it seems more than appropriate to call my invention Cracked Candy.
And you gotta love that. So when you say guilt-free, are you referring to the sugar content in most candy?
Yes, I am. I think the guilt we feel, sometimes we don't feel it, but if there is any guilt associated with eating sweet treats, I think it comes from the fact we know, you know, there's calories and carbs in there, and it's not good for our teeth and our body. So yeah, the guilt-free comes from the fact that crepe candy's got virtually no carbs or calories or fat, and it's totally sugar-free, although you wouldn't know it from the taste.
Today we are speaking with Flora Pringle, founder of Cracked Candy, which is a naturally sugar-free candy that is good for teeth, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Don't forget, you can follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Now, Flora, what's unique about your products? Get into that a little, if you would.
Sure, cracked candy definitely isn't your regular candy. For a start, as I mentioned, it's all hand smashed with a hammer. That means that no two pieces are the same. So if you feel like a big bit, you get to pick a big bit. If you feel like the teeny bits, you get to pick teeny bits. And it all comes in really fun packaging, a tin, a vintage style, vintage modern style tin that stays, you know, won't fall apart in your bag or on your desk. And I think the packaging design is also great fun. It's also made by people with disabilities in our local. I live in Brooklyn, and I like to support my community that's made me feel at home. I give back by providing work for people with disabilities who help make it. Of course, it's candy that's good for teeth. And it's vegan, and it's gluten and soy free, and it's natural, and it's non-GMO. And it's got low GI, so literally the whole family can enjoy it.
And that's certainly tremendous, and who wouldn't want that? So tell us, where can one buy cracked candy at this time?
Well, you can get it from my website. Crackedcandy.com would be your first port of call. Also, if you want smaller amounts from Amazon, so you can get it from literally anywhere in the US. Also, Wegmans. And in and around New York, it's in a lot of high-end independent grocery stores and Whole Foods, and it's in West Elm Market and Eataly.
How fun is that? You've certainly got the bases covered. Well done, and congratulations on the efforts to make it possible to buy cracked candy in a lot of different places. In conclusion, any tips for people thinking about becoming an entrepreneur like yourself?
I think it's often a scary step to become an entrepreneur, no doubt about it. And firstly, I'd say, do it. My motto is, it's better to regret something you've done than something you haven't done. But I think if you're looking for an idea, then try and base your idea on need, not greed, because that way you're always going to have a firm customer base. I also think you should ensure there's something different about your product, not just another version of something that exists but has a slightly different packaging. I mean, that can work in the fast-moving goods on the grocery shelves, but if you're outside of grocery, I would, it's got to have something unique. And then don't do it alone. You need somebody to share the highs and get the lows into perspective.
Well, Flora, it certainly has been a pleasure to have had you, and really exciting to discover what you offer in the marketplace. Candy, good for the teeth. Awesome stuff. It is crackedcandy.com. Flora, thanks so much for spending a moment with us here today on Enterprise Radio, and continued success to you, and happy holidays.
Thank you. Happy holidays. I really enjoyed it.
And I did as well. We have been speaking with Flora Pringle, founder of Cracked Candy, which is a naturally sugar-free candy that is good for the teeth. And once again, for purchase and for more information, visit crackedcandy.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.